Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gulseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
It's Friday.
Friday. And what coffee are you having this morning?
Zambia. It's good.
Is it highly caffeinated?
And it's dark roast, so
get
it's,
you through.
It's all right.
Your last day of the week.
Though. We got music today.
That's why you're all bubbly.
It is one of my favorite things to talk about, which yes. I've probably said a million times.
We'll just call it the Sarah Loves Music program.
Yeah, Sarah's favorite things.
I love music, too. I'm not denying it. And well, good music at that.
And good music, yeah. Yes. And this is the St. Paul's to Pair music. It's Friday. I can't even talk.
Words are hard. It's part of their music series
yes.
at St. Paul's to Pair, the 2017-18 music series.
And they always have really good stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you're in the St. Louis area, you should check out the music at St. Paul's. That's what I was trying to go for. Man.
Words are hard.
It's a rough day, man. All right. So in studio with us, we have organist Dr. Janine Jordan and media artist Mr. David Jordan, all the way from Oregon.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. And I hear, I just learned this, but this isn't your first time doing this
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, KFUO.
Yeah, so I'm the newbie in this interview today.
A little bit later in the morning, we get the 9 o'clock, so you can have your coffee and kind of wake up too.
Yeah, yeah. So for our listeners who haven't heard you before, like me, tell us a little bit about what you guys do as this organist and media artist pairing is very intriguing for me.
Well, I hope it's intriguing for our audience as well. It's our passion to present organ concerts in a new and very creative way that engage the audience and bring them into a story. And so this year, the story that we're presenting is Around the World in 80 minutes, not 80 days, 80 minutes. And so with that new technology, we'll get all the way around the world with great organ music, incredible organ music, and we'll visit 16 countries. We'll have some incredible experiences and some amazing visual images that will accompany all the music that I play and the narration I have.
I was thinking what makes it a little different from, well, a lot different from many organ concerts is that there's always a story that goes through it. So the concert consists of fine organ music, narration, and then the story that's told through animations and archival videos, images, and it all comes together on a big screen.
All that plus the audience gets to see my hands and feet. And if you've been to St. Paul's, you know the organ is in the back balcony. So there's no way to see what the organist does. But with our show, we have 5 cameras on my hands, on my feet, and on me as narrator. So you'll see everything better on this huge screen up front, and you'll learn what an organist really does. It's quite exciting.
As an organist visiting, you know, giving a presentation like this at different locations, it's a different organ everywhere you go. How do you prepare for such a presentation? It's kind of like getting in a different car and driving a different car every time, I would think. Is it kind of like that?
Exactly, only times 10. Yes. Yeah, in a car, you pretty much know where the steering wheel, the brake, everything is. On an organ, every single organ is different. This is a gorgeous instrument built by a local builder, Martin Ott. Mm-hmm. And it's what you call a tracker instrument, which is very much like what Bach would have played in Germany. As compared to those wonderful digital instruments we have in the world, which have all the 21st century technology. So every organ, the one thing that's the same is it has keys and it has a pedal board. But each organ I get to create, it's like a puzzle I put together each time to create the best sounds for each piece that each organ can deliver. So it's really exciting.
So it's like getting in a car in a different country every time.
There we go. Yeah.
Man.
because
that's impressive.
You're not quite sure where the controls are. Where exactly. is the turn signal in this car?
The turn signal. Yes, exactly. That's a good analogy.
David, the technology that you set up for this, you know, cameras, the screens, the projectors to make this an immersive experience to tell this story. Tell me a little bit about all the setup.
Yeah, that takes a long time too. As the organs are different in their sounds, their location, where the lighting is, where we put a backdrop, that takes almost as many hours as Janine registering the organ. And we always rehearse when we rehearse, it's during the exact time of the performance also, because the lighting is so different. And so there's a lot of details that go into it, placement of cameras, the heights, and where the cords run. It's a long process. I enjoy it. I like to consider it like a Rubik's Cube every time you do one. It's a little different accommodation, but it all comes together onto the screen as one image. Yeah.
This is fascinating.
It's totally immersive.
It is. Yeah. It is. How did you come up with this idea to marry these two things of organ playing and media? What was this brainchild?
Well, it started with a contract I signed saying for the American Guild of Organists Regional Convention, I was asked to think outside the box and create an organ and media performance for the convention. I'd never done anything like that, and my colleagues knew that I was one that would try something new and different. So I had about a year to get that together, and this was the resulting product. The first one, we now have three shows that we do. Wow. And we've performed all three now, or we will have on Sunday, performed all three at St. Paul's. But it was that contract that caused me to think outside the box, and then to get my husband involved, because I knew nothing about media, so I had to find somebody who did.
And did you know all of this technology before this idea came up, or was this something that you had to kind of learn as you went?
Well, yes. I was studying digital art, you know, and so as we've gone along, the equipment's changed very rapidly. And
I believe you.
Yeah.
I know that.
All of the artistic images and everything changing continually. So it's a growing process. I knew about that much, and now I know a lot more at the very first one.
So this one that's happening, this new project is Around the World in 80 Minutes. Mm-hmm. How much traveling did you get to do to put this together?
Well, I have been to most of the countries that you'll experience in the show. And so I've taken photos on all of my travels. I've been to Africa to play the organ. I've been to Sri Lanka. I've been to Japan, Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe. And so I have always loved that idea of going around the world. And someday I really want to do one of those around the world cruises. But in the meantime, I've just put all these pieces together. And David's then taken those images. And I have incredible stories of people I've met as I've done this travel. And experiences I've had, and so those come into the show as well. So this one's been very personal to put together. The other two are more historical shows, but this one are personal experiences, and to discover incredible organ music from each of these countries. And the music's all based on indigenous folk melodies from those countries. Nice. So they aren't just generic organ pieces. They are based on melodies that exist in those countries.
That was my next question. Tell me more about the music for this this presentation coming up this Sunday at 7 p.m., right?
Right, yeah. Well, the music goes everywhere from Lebanese folk songs, which are very different to our ears in tonality and rhythmic humor than we're used to. When we come back to the United States, we have Amazing Grace. And we end with a great big piece on America, which amazingly touches all all kinds of countries around the globe use that melody. And so that was interesting to find. We have beautiful Taiwanese, very calming Taiwanese folk melody, like a lullaby. So it goes everywhere from lullabies to very jarring Israeli and Lebanese music to some very interesting African sounds. And so bringing those sounds alive from those other countries on an organ that's very Baroque sounding will be my challenge the next 2 days.
That was exactly what I was thinking. How has the organ influenced music in these many different cultures? You know, when I think of these other cultures, I don't necessarily think of organ as being a common instrument in these cultures. How has organ influenced music in these various cultures?
I think the cultures have influenced the organ music in many of these cultures. Unlike in Germany, where we think of Martin Luther, we think of Bach, and we think of the Lutheran hymnody, which in the show I do play, Christians Rejoice, a Bach piece, a Luther hymn. So that one is included from Germany. But the other countries, such as Lebanon, of course, I didn't even know about organs in Lebanon until I started this project. And it's been incredible to find that there are organs, they are coming back, and there is music being written for those instruments, but based on Lebanese melodies. So that really shouldn't be surprising when we think of German music based on German hymns, you know, German organ music. So
we have just under a minute left. You mentioned five cameras earlier. How many screens are we watching as well during this time?
It's
one screen.
One screen, and
but it's all on that one screen.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
all projected to
projected onto the screen.
Wow. Exactly. Outstanding. So
and
this
melded
is
melded together. He does incredible things to meld all those images together.
The music at St. Paul's 2017-2018 music series continuing this weekend with Around the World in 80 Minutes. It's this Sunday, March 4th, 7 p.m. St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Dr. Janine Jordan, organist and media artist, Mr. David Jordan. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you for having us. Great.
Well, that does it for this week. Fun stories next week as well. I hope you have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend too, Andy. Enjoy the weather.
I know. It does look
beautiful.
It's
going to be nice.
And some great music. St. Paul's De Pere, Sunday, 7 p.m. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.